Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Skinny on Interracial Romance. I am your host, Latrivia Welch, and I'm really excited to finally be back in the studio and finally enjoying a Saturday where I'm not writing, truthfully. Today we're going to be having a good time and talking about The Grunt 2. I hope that everybody who's going to call in today or send emails, which I have tons of, I hope we can make it through at least half of those, answer all the questions about it. So, again, we're talking about The Grunt 2, which is the sixth book from the Lonely Heart series, and I got to tell you, it was so much fun to read. If you're trying to figure out how to match this up with what is going on, let me invite you to participate in what we call the Red Door Retreat. It's on Facebook. You can join in there to also ask questions. And for those interested in calling in, you can do so at 646-787-1780. That is 646-787-1780. Again, today's episode is about interracial romance and the military novel that's out now, The Grunt 2, A Serious Discussion. And I hope that you brought your really good questions. So we're going to start getting everybody situated and prepared to have a lot of fun. And also, we're going to answer a lot of questions, so I hope you're excited about it. We'll be back in 2 seconds. We're going to get everybody situated. Again, guest call in 646-787-1780. And this is the Skinny on Interracial Romance. Be back in 2 shakes. Okay, so the big deal, right? I know that I didn't let a lot of people know that we were going to even put this book out there, and I think a part of that is that the team just realized that we don't do well with deadlines. We work under better creative space when we're not concerned about our deadlines, right? We know that we're going to get them out. We know that the books will be out, you know, and we know that they'll be exciting, but we like the opportunity to be able to do that without the deadlines. And I know in real life we have to meet deadlines, and we meet all those. Just check our credit scores. But when writing a book and really trying to, I guess, meet the benchmarks and the expectations of such a very large fan base when it came to this particular work, we wanted to make sure that we did it right for you. So some of the people that you may not know are here. We've got our team ready with us with the Red Door Retreat. We have Karen Moss. She is on instant message right now, so she'll be fielding through some of the questions. Hey, Karen, out in L.A., it's only 10 o'clock there. I'm sorry. For our friends that are out in New York, it's only 1 o'clock there. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon there, so hello. And we only have 30 minutes for this show, which I know is not a lot of time, but you know what? We're going to make it happen. So let's start talking about some of the first questions that people have. And we had quite a few. So one of the questions that we have is one particular person wants to know, will we have another Grunt book? Like a lot of people are asking about, you know, what does this mean? Is Gavin going to come back? Is there going to be a story around Mr. Benson? Now, here's the thing. You know, I hate to just close a book, and I hate to just get rid of a particularly fun character. So I just want to remind you guys that know, The Grudge 2 is not a cliffhanger, so don't think that. But it does allude to the possibility of what could happen in the future, in the sense that in the event that we circle back to some more books about the Grunt, they will not be with Brett and Courtney, I can tell you that. I think that this was their goodbye. We may see them mentioned in future books in some way, maybe, who knows. But I wanted to culminate their relationship and the journey that they've made together in a very happily ever after, where most of the questions, I hope that I answered everybody's questions that they may have had when they left, when they finished, should I say, The Grunt. But if I did not, I hope that we circled back and answered them in The Grunt too. So no cliffhangers. I did not do that to you. I didn't torture you. We had one complete work of art that we could, you know, open up and enjoy time and time again. But it allowed for the possibility for future books. Now, some other questions. So one of the things that I think Sinquetta Allen, who's a longtime fan, she said, thank you for the awesome book. Thank you. The only thing I didn't like was the cliffhanger. When I review the book, I give it 4 stars. Would have been 5 wasn't for the cliffhanger. Okay, so I appreciate your review. Sinquetta, wasn't a cliffhanger. Again, these are just, to me, the epilogue talks about, you know, characters beyond just our happily ever after for them, where they see themselves. So we know that their lives have ended. Should I say, we know that their story has ended and ended well. And then we start to look at other people. So just so you know, don't feel bad about that. No, not a cliffhanger. Then there was another question about Hazel Ann said, not sure how I'm calling in or where I'm calling in from, but congrats, Mama, because this book was sick. And another question that we have, I'm looking at my email from Granny2, wants to know, and see, there are two different Grannies here, just so we can write that down. Granny2 wants to know, how did I come up with the concept for Sharon Riley? Well, okay, so there were a lot of people who had a lot of questions about Sharon Riley. One of the biggest things when in discussing my books is a lot of times I don't focus on race. I don't feel like that is the major component that should be focused on, even though it's an interracial romance. I mean, there has to be something outside of a race that pulls people into a relationship. I think when you look at The Grunt 2, you can definitely see that these two people were genuinely in love with each other. And I don't like writing about people who are not genuinely interested and in love with each other. I feel like, you know, I mean, there's got to be a basis for it. There's got to be some strong points to it. So the love that Courtney and Brett felt, I knew, you know, when we looked at opening the characters for the second book, it would irritate some people. Who would it irritate most? Of course it would irritate Amy's mother most. Just in the general way that she treated her, just in the general way that she behaved with her. And I wanted to be able to show how we deal with racism without necessarily throwing around those really bad words, but we throw around really bad behavior. And so it was just very important for me to show, you know, Courtney in her space learning how to deal with that and learning how to deal with the negative behaviors around her and around the racist attitudes around her without her having to lower who she was. And it was really important for me to show her mother, Diane, and instilling those values in her so that she could keep her head up even during her darkest hours. So Sharon was a mirror of, in general, regardless of who they are, who bring in those elements to of what is considered to be a really good relationship and start to darken them with the what ifs and the trials and tribulations. And I think everybody knows somebody like that who just, they are toxic, and Sharon definitely was one of those people. Of course, I had to pay Sharon back with a little fun at the very end from William, in the sense that some people actually got an opportunity to see that for themselves, just what she was up to, or should I say just what William was up to and why he didn't want to be on the stand. So I've got another question here, and it is about Mr. Benson. Elon wants to know, thank you so much for this wonderful book, but I was very curious about you writing about Mr. Benson. This has been the first time that you've truly delved into an African-American male character with a love interest whom he wasn't married to. Will we see more of Mr. Benson, or will you plan to write stories associated with Mr. Benson or African-American men in general who have love interests who are African-American? I got to tell you, writing Mr. Benson was so much fun. And this is why. Okay, so nobody knows this, but my family, one of my family names is Benson. And so my great-grandmother used to call her husband Mr. Benson. And I always had this picture of very charismatic men having the last name Benson. And literally, there have not been any men that I've run into who didn't have very charismatic attitudes, been very educated men who weren't named Benson. In my personal experiences, I'm sure that there are some people out there who are, but in my personal experiences. So when I was developing this character, I used Mr. Benson to show the utmost respect for this character, but I also was watching a news channel, a sports channel, should I say, and I don't remember the guy's name, but I just remember that he had a whole lot of charm. He was wearing this suit, and oh, he had like this million-dollar smile, and I thought to myself, that's the kind of guy that I want to write about. So I sat down, as I always do, and I started to write out idiosyncrasies, and then I started looking for them in other people. So, you know, always take a walk downtown, just sort of watch people, and I saw some other gentlemen that I thought sort of fit what I was looking for to build out this character, and that's where Mr. Benson came from. Will I write more about Mr. Benson characters or African-American and African-American characters? Absolutely. I think you find that intertwined in all of my books, and it definitely will continue to be something that I write about in the future. I'm so glad that it went off very well this time. And, you know, one of the things I always say is that people inspire me to want to write more. So I know that we've got a fan, Zoe, who says Gavin needs his own book. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that over the very short course of this release, which, as you know, we haven't been out 2 weeks yet, and we've received such a warm welcome. I want to use this opportunity to tell you that please, if you have not done so, please visit Amazon and or Goodreads and put your posts up of your reviews. I really appreciate it. Like Cinquetta said, she would have given it 5 stars if she hadn't thought it was a cliffhanger. Not a cliffhanger. Not a cliffhanger, Cinquetta. But you know what? That aside, I appreciate the 4 stars, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity to go on and post your review online. That is awesome. Let's see. Someone else says, Gavin needs to get with a bartender. So everybody loves Daisy, right? And you would not believe the way I came up with Daisy's character. And I'll just make sure that I'll keep that one a secret. But trust me, the characteristics are very similar. She was very smart, from the wrong side of the tracks, brunette. knew how to handle herself, even in tough situations, and, you know, a bit of a bitch. And I would say in real life, she was a bit of a bitch, too. So I've got to laugh about that. So I'm getting some feedback that I'm echoing. I'm hoping that we can fix that in just a little bit. So anyway, let's see. Other questions? We have about 16 minutes, so let's get somebody else on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So what's your comment or your question?
Well, I not really a question. I just wanted to say thank you to Ms. Welch for all her beautiful books that she writes. And I've waited so long for The Grunt 2 to come out that I reread and reread the first book of Grunt. And I'm just so ecstatic over the moon. And I just want to say thank you. That's all.
Oh, thank you. Please tell me your name.
Oh, it's Laura Ferdinand. I'm the one that usually put up.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good to actually put a face, I mean, a voice with your face. I see all the time on Facebook. I make sure that I know all of my fans, and I try to memorize everything. And I feel like I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is a deep compliment coming from you. Wow.
I thank you so much. I've seen all of your posts and all the wonderful things you put up and everything. And I'm so glad that you loved the book because The Grunt 2, you know, y'all really were on me to make this book good. And I was like, if I don't make it good, it's going to be such a disappointment. So to hear you, and I know that you were right when The Grunt, when the first Grunt came out, you were on it, and you were sharing reviews, and you were. All I can say is, if I made you happy, I'm a happier person.
Well, thank you, and again, thank you so much for all the books you put out, and not to put you on post, but I read and reread all of the Medlars too. So just so you know.
Yeah. Yes, I love the Medlars. I cannot wait for us to get. That's another discussion we got to get into very soon.
Oh my goodness! Yes, yes. Just let us know when you're going to, and we will be there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we're gonna be getting started very soon with that.
Oh.
So keep your ears open. We don't do well when it comes to identifying like the date, but I can tell you that we are working on the Medlars, and I have to tell you, our entire team at Riverhouse and our entire team of women, we all think you're so sweet. So thank you. Please continue to be a part of our experience because you make it better.
Well, thank you, and again, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your talents.
No
problem. Nice to talk to you.
Always. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was our own Laura who called in. And, again, there are some ladies who are over at the Red Door Retreat. Now, the Red Door Retreat is a little different from what we are used to. I know we've always been at the Love Pub, and most of us are used to the Love Pub, but, you know, in talking to some of our readers, one of the things that came up was that people felt like they wanted something smaller, more intimate, where they could have an opportunity to talk only about my books. So if you now recently joined the Red Door Retreat, then that's a part of what that is giving you an opportunity to be involved with other fans and other readers who only want to talk about Latrivia Welch's books. And the Love Club is for us to talk about all the other awesome authors that we love and share their work and their new releases. Again, we always try to have a venue where we can uplift other people. So the Love Pub has just transitioned to that for us, where we can uplift other sister authors who are out there doing the work, and so we can share what's going on and spread the word for them. But but at the same time, our little place where we can go and talk about the grunt and what's up next, and having an opportunity to do that. That's what the Red Door Retreat finally is. That's a place for us. So we only got about 10 minutes. I always feel like this moves very fast, and we will schedule more time in the upcoming week. But I want to go over some housekeeping stuff. Also, don't forget that you can call into the show, 646-787-1780. That's 646-787-1780. Call in and share how you feel about the grunt. I just wanted to go over some housekeeping stuff. Number one, we'll be having more talk shows this year. So if you don't get a chance to be a part of this particular one, don't feel bad. There'll be plenty more. Number two, if you've got some ideas for how we can make this show even better, don't forget to send me an email. Number three, people want to know what's my new email, latrivia@latriviawelch.com. So feel free to send me an email. I know that we've got Facebook and so many other ways to communicate now, but we still have those old ways to communicate, and I get a lot of readers who send me their thoughts and their feelings and questions still via email, and I try to answer those on a daily basis. So that's latrivia@latriviawelch.com. If you haven't already done so, in terms of the grunt, I don't care how short it is, please stop by and don't forget to give a review. Now, I had a lot of people to ask me, is the 322-page length about correct? And when we laid the book out, which will be out in paperback, another question that was asked that I want to answer, the book will be in paperback in 120 days. So when we laid it out, it's 535 pages. Amazon says it's 322. I imagine maybe that's on a 12 font, and ours is on a 13 font. Either way, it's a lengthy tale. So it's not like you're getting a very short book and you're spending a lot of money. For $3.99, you get about over 100,000 words. Not bad, right? So also, where can you find it? It is available on Amazon, and it's available on Barnes & Noble's Nook. It's available on Kobo. And, again, it will be available in paperback very soon. I want to thank all of our supporters who went out there and purchased the book very, very, very quickly and spread the word throughout all of our Facebook channels. I'm going to ask that what we continue to do is, if you can, share a link and ask your friends to buy the book today. I believe in word of mouth. So if you were one of those thousands of people who went out and bought the grunt this last week, and you are one of those people who liked the book, take the link from whichever source you want to send, Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, share it in your book group, share it with your friends, share it with your book club. That's how we get the word out, and we need your support. Also, we've got a fun little download for you. So if you are a part of the Red Door Retreat, then all you have to do is look at recent group photos, and you'll see some awesome designs that were made by our team for you to be able to download and use. So you can put them all over your Facebook pages. Those graphics are there for you. I think that that's all of our housekeeping. And let's see, I want to go back and circle around and make sure that we answered all of our questions. So, Karen, are we good to go? Did I answer all of them? I'm not seeing from her that we're in a bad place, so I think we are. I just want to wrap this up and say that it was a really fun process. Just wanted to, let's see. Yes, it is. We're good. Just wanted to read some of the comments. We had a Stephanie who said, "Hello, doll. Congrats on this book, and I look forward to reading it. Just finished the first one, and I loved how you worked it out. I thought I would not understand it, but I love that the couple had. But the love that the couple had for each other was priceless. So I look forward to book two. Once again, congratulations and a job well done. Thank you, so much for that, Stephanie. Really appreciate you. Lavella Carol Hughes Johnson, want to send a shout out to her. I know she's working hard today. Have to send a shout out to Michelle. I don't know where she is this morning, but we miss her. I'm sure that she's somewhere giving folks what for. Say hello to Hazel Ann and everybody who is a part of our wonderful Grunt conversation this morning in terms of the Red Door Retreat. Oh, my goodness. We have, what kind of membership are we? I mean, we literally just started this, and it was a very small group, and we promised to keep it intimate, and we're still at 181 members. So, bravo. We intend to keep it small, but we've got a really great group here between Karen and Michelle, my little sister Gloria, Miranda. It's just a wonderful group of women. We want to continue to grow, but we want folks who really love talking about the book. So what's next is that we're going to have a book discussion in the Red Door Retreat, where we're going to sort of cover the most common questions that have come in to me and have an opportunity to talk about them. Now, from what I heard from readers is that they're so tired of the same old book release party on Facebook. They're really tired of the same old gift promises, et cetera, et cetera. So the only reason why we're holding off on this is because we've got to figure out a way to make it fun. And we're going to do that, and we're going to have some fun with it. So as soon as we actually figure out what modes, and I do mean with an S, of communication we're going to use, we are going to launch our fun Grunt 2 release party in the Red Door Retreat. It's going to be plenty of fun. It's going to be really short, probably 30 minutes. So it's on one of those get in and get out. But be looking to the Red Door Retreat for more information. I don't know about you, but I'm pooped talking about the Grunt for that long. I'm pooped. I think it's time for me to go now and write some more. What do you say? Okay. I've got a thumbs up from my second in charge over here. And so, it's been great. Thank you so much for your support. Looking forward to talking to you again in the very near future. Remember, stay grounded, stay focused, and stay in the book. Pick up the Grunt too when you can. Only $3.99 and so much more left. Okay, so that's it. And thank you for tuning in to the Skinny on Interracial Romance. I have been your host for today. And I'm a little rusty, but I promise you it'll only get better. And there's a laugh. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Latrivia Welch.